What's the difference between A1s and A2 moo cows?
So the A1 cow, over many generations of breeding, animal husbandrymen have bred cows that they've bred them genetically to produce more milk. So the Holsteins, which is the black-white cow, some of these other cows, like names I don't know, they're bred for high milk production, and they're an A1 cow. And in the casein protein in their milk, I think it's the 63rd amino acid sequence on the protein chain, it will break down at that point and produce a morphine-like molecule in the body called casomorphine, which then sedates the brain, causes constipation, and just is not good for your health.
Wow. So, those black and white cows. Those black and white ones.
Yeah. And so the A1 cows, which is a Jersey and a Guernsey and a lot of others that are naturally A2, they don't have that problem with their casein protein, so it doesn't produce that casomorphine problem.
Do we have a specific A1 or A2 with one world away, or do we have a mix them up?
So they're mostly all Jerseys.
That's an A2, right?
That's an A2. Yeah. But sometimes you can have, most of it. Mostly it's all Amish farm. We've got a couple other farms that I don't know the cow species from which it's coming. But the problem is that it's not an issue with the whey, because the whey is the portion of the milk that doesn't contain the casein. So there is no K2 or A2 or A1 genetics problem with whey protein, because there's no casein in it.
No casein, uh-huh. And what molecule would the whey have that could possibly be a problem for people to digest? Would it be then lactose, right?
No, there's minimal levels of lactose such that a lactose intolerant person can totally tolerate one world whey. it would just be the inability to digest dairy protein in general, the whey protein portion, because they have that extreme dairy intolerance that does exist. They have leaky gut. Man, if you have leaky gut...
That's what it is. It's a leaky gut. Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Yeah. Well, you could call a plumber. They can fix that thing for you. Okay. Patrick Timpone, Stephen Huer, OneRadioNetwork.com. We're kicking around a lot of ideas, what we do with Stephen. He's a fun guy, as you can hear. He studies a lot of cool stuff. And we're talking about Alzheimer's, but we'll go any place where you'd like to go. 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Let's see. So you got some ideas on tuning up your brain, hey? Tuning up your brain for Alzheimer's?
But before we go there, I want to talk a little bit about the microorganism component or pathogen component to Alzheimer's.
Okay. Pathogens, microorganisms. All right.
So there's a couple that was interviewed on this series. It was called The Awakening from Alzheimer's, that they were the information they considered so valuable, they would only allow it to be aired once. Then you can't buy the CDs or anything like the other ones. You can buy the CDs. So this one particular doctor, whose name I don't have on the top of my mind, but basically she came down with a Lyme's infection. Mm-hmm. So she developed Alzheimer's from this, and they didn't know there was a Lyme's infection. They just got the diagnosis of Alzheimer's at a very early age. And then finally they got a good correct diagnosis and found out that she had Lyme's, and gave her a round of antibiotics that got rid of the Lyme's. And she ended up still suffering from Alzheimer's, just inability to remember anything, until her husband, who was also a doctor, came home one day. I guess he did some research and found out that this one herb can have some effects, some positive effects. So he gave her this herb, and in like 2 weeks, she was cognitively normal enough to start, functioning and remembering things. And within like 2 years, she was totally normal.
Hmm.
And she... this herb was called rhodiola, so a lot of people know what rhodiola is, rhodiola rosea. And that particular herb, she found out, was researched heavily by Russians. And the Russians did all this research on rhodiola and a few other herbs, and found out that the water extract, the freeze-dried water extract of rhodiola and a couple other herbs, would produce profound improvements in physical energy for their athletes or their cosmonauts. And they kept it secret for 50 years, so that no one knew about this. But this woman did delve into it, and found out the research, and that this stuff turns on, these herbs turn on the mitochondria's ability to make ATP again, which is profound because any disease process is a process of diminished energy
ATP.
Production.
Yeah, right, yeah. right, right.
So if you're going to heal, you have to fix your mitochondria's production of ATP, and this herb, rhodiola, did it so well that it brought this woman out of her Alzheimer's. And so she went and did all this research and finally wrote a book on it. What's it called? Something else. What's she? Rhodiola something or other. The Rhodiola Revolution is what she wrote a book on. And I think she reveals all the research of what the Russians discovered. So it was a combination of rhodiola, schizandra, and Eleuthero. And here's the thing. I've taken these things before, but they're all alcohol extracts, and I noticed nothing. So I'm waiting for the water extract, but it has to be water extracted and freeze-dried to be effective. And that's the distinction. So we carry a couple of products that have these that are water extracted and freeze-dried now. But this is a big ticket game changer for Alzheimer's because they can start to produce this ATP in their brain again and start to heal things. So I highly, highly recommend that people check into a product called Clear Mind and another product called Easy Energy. They get through your site to my site that will give you these particular herbs in these particular water extracted freeze dried forms to help, you know, with anybody's memory problems.
Wow. Would you do both? Are they similar, the Clear Mind and the Easy Energy, Stephen?
Yeah, they're similar, but I would do both because there's one herb in one of them that's not in the other.
So there's something the way with these two products you have that work with the rhodiola that's different than just taking rhodiola caps.
Yeah, big time, because the rhodiola caps currently on the market are either the dry powder.
Sure, that's all I've ever seen. You just get, you know, just little caps of rhodiola, right?
Right, or they're the alcohol extract, which that's I don't think 99% of what's on the market is the alcohol extract.
And that does something that screws it up?
Somehow that screws it up, which makes sense to me because I've learned about water extraction before, and it preserves the integrity of what's in the plant much more. But it's harder to get the material, the active properties out with water. So yeah, the Easy Energy one contains the American ginseng or the Asian ginseng, the Rhodiola rosea, something called Rhapponticum carthenoides, schizandra, and then Rhododendron coscum. So that's got its own thing for energy, and then the Clear Mind. That one contains so that's a proprietary blend of the Rhodiola rosea, wild root extract, the rhododendron, and then something called Ribes nigrum. So it's a berry that has some property for
similar to a schizandra, similar to a fun. You've had some. You've given these to some people that you work with, and they've had
not
some.
Not yet, because they've been out of stock. The product's been out of stock, so we have to wait till the end of the month to get it. But the fact that this is what, you know, brought this one woman out of her Alzheimer's, and that they've had this results with others now, yeah, it's working.
Oh, we know. Yeah, I've never heard of water extract, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Just different time. Are there other products that they do water extract rather than alcohol extract?
On the market, not really that I've seen. I mean, these particular formulas that I'm talking about are unique to this one company, and that they're making it like exactly the way the Russians made it. There's two companies on the market that I know of that are making it this water extraction format. This particular one I chose because they were just more complete formulas than the other one. And
and you're going to have both of these in a couple weeks or so?
Yeah, actually at the end of this month we should have them, yeah.
Clear Mind and Easy Energy.
Yep.
So this might be a good...
Go ahead.
The other
thing I want to say is, to get rid of an infection, because literally candida can cause, excess candida can cause Alzheimer's, co-infection of bacteria can cause Alzheimer's, Lyme's can cause Alzheimer's, and so one other way by which a person may successfully get rid of Lyme's or some other kind of infection might be using the world's most powerful zapper that we have on our site, because it has a history of people getting rid of Lyme's disease. It's just so unique. The guy figured out some particular frequency, the 2500 hertz, particular transmission of frequencies that nobody else has. And so his zapper gets results that nobody else has been able to achieve. So if somebody wants an easy way to deal with Lyme's that may help them get rid of Lyme's, I'd suggest checking out the world's most powerful zapper.
And what's it called?
We call it the world's most powerful zapper on our site.
Oh, you. So it's easy. Yeah, I'm looking for the world's most powerful Apple. Okay, there it is. That's great. Yeah. That's a good idea. And if you click on One World Way ad and you want to get the world's most powerful Zapper, you'll see it right there on Steven's site when you get some One World Way. It's about 20 minutes after 10. Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com is my email address. And if you'd like to have a, if you have a question for Steven, let's get to some of these here before we miss them all. Hi, Steven. I started a low-carb, dairy-free diet 4 months ago to regulate my blood sugar. It works great. But a month ago, I started having earaches, neck pains, and it feels like there's something in my throat. My thyroid levels are normal per industry standards. I also did an endoscopy or something like that that revealed a slight inflammation. I take Lugol's iodine, 2%, 6 drops a day, and 400 mg of chelated magnesium. Any suggestions would be appreciated. So she's got a lumpy throat, earache, neck pain. Yeah. What do you just off the top of your head?
So the lumps are your lymph nodes. They're swelling up. Why do the lymph nodes swell up? Because they become the storage depot for toxins. So when your body's, you're consuming foods creating toxins at a faster rate than you can excrete through the normal avenues of elimination, exhalation, urination, bowels, sweating, then your lymph nodes get swollen. So you've got this, you've got 80% of your circulatory system of your body, when you talk about all the interstitial fluids of the body, 80% of that is the lymph system. 20% is the blood system. Mm-hmm. So the lymph plays an even more dramatic role in our health than our blood because you have to keep it moving. It has to be able to accept nutrients, transfer to the tissues, and accept waste and transfer back to the blood and out of the body at a fast rate. So when it's not keeping up with that, you get swollen lymph nodes and you got garbage buildup. This is the problem with the ketogenic diet out there. The ketogenic diet out there, paleo-ketogenic diet, assumes that we evolved from apes and that we had these ancestors who were cave dwellers and would go out and hunt and kill and forage for, you know, leaves and berries, and they ate meat almost entirely. Well, that's a completely false theory of everything. I mean, there's no proof of this. This is just an assumption. The facts are is that you've got all the evidence that we had Atlantis on, you know, when you look at all the underground, underwater cities that look like Atlantis was there, it's like we existed as humans more than 35,000 years ago as a civilization called Atlantis, and there's a Lemurian civilization.
And they're long ago, too.
Way longer than the idea that the 10,000 years ago we were cave dwellers.
Yeah.
So that's just a total lie.
They just make stuff up.
They're going to someday get onto this, but people who are academians and just rely on, you know, university type information are going to be brainwashed with this paleo theory and the idea that we evolved from apes. So people that consume a cooked protein diet, especially when you're older and your detox pathways are not functioning robustly like they were when you were younger, are going to have the accumulation of denatured animal proteins build up in their tissues that the immune system can't deal with, like the white blood cells can't keep up with it to just gobble them up through the macrophage activity. The liver can't deal with it to filter it out fast enough. You can't pee it out fast enough. And you end up altering your terrain to have these damaged proteins within your body that have to be dealt with. So the first mechanism is swollen lymph nodes. The next mechanism is a sore throat or, you know, an infection where the bacteria go to work to try and clean up the garbage because that's what they're doing. They're decomposing the trash in your system, creating the cold and the flu. That's why it's the worst thing you could do to kill them off with, you know, an antibiotic. You don't ever do that. if she goes back to, I'm going to suggest she just check out, you know, doing the fruit diet thing that I'm talking about. If she just does the fruit diet and take a few supplements, Intracal, the trace mineral supplement from the seaweed that we have called Sea Aloe to get her trace minerals, and then the K2 Plus. If she takes like those three things and just does fruit, watermelon, berries, you know, grapes, whatever is ripe and in season, she will in 3 days probably have no more swollen lymph nodes and be on to a better state of health. And if she wants to stay on the ketogenic diet, she can, but she has to, like, give herself a three-day fast like this every so often.
Oh, so it sounds like she's doing kind of keto, right? She's low-carb, dairy-free, right?
Yeah.
Pretty much ketone. Yeah, it was funny about the whole ape thing. I put a little post on Facebook over the weekend. scientists have been working on this, and they finally announced it. They found about a year ago, but they wanted to make sure Tufis from a humanoid type person in Germany, around where the Rhine River used to flow, that's 10 million years old.
Oh, man.
Yeah, 10 million. And there's nowhere near these little apes, which were only a million or so, you know, Lucy and the ones they found down in Africa. And how'd they get up there? This whole connection to the ape thing never did make sense to me. I don't think it's true.
Well, there's no transitional skeletons. So when they talk about this, you know, Neanderthal and these different skeletons, no, these are distinct species of creatures from like hominids that have existed for a long time. They're just distinct species. And the idea that nature's trialing and erroring it, figuring it out, just doesn't make sense, because every single thing that's born or created, whether it's a chicken or a plant or whatever, it's perfect and completely at one with its environment to live off of its environment from day one, which means it's genetically created and designed from this higher place and then brought into creation through, you know, I believe angels do the physical creation and sustaining of creation.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah, it doesn't make sense, the whole... You know, the whole ape, I don't know why they did this. I don't know, but they just, you know, the Beaker boys, the scientists, they stick with it because that's all they know, right?
That's all they'll get their grants from.
Yeah, this is what it said in the books here, you know. Plus, I don't miss my tail, you know what I'm saying?
The other thing I want to talk about is inflammation.
Okay, well, I gotta do this first. Okay. We're going to talk, Steve, talk about the lymph thing, and this would be a great thing for this lady with the lymph. Previously with cancer specialist Dr. Francisco Contreras on rebounding.
There's a study that was done in America with women that exercise 4 hours a week strenuously, and those that had 66 less incidence of cancer of the breast than the women that didn't do exercise. That's how impactful exercise can be.
We've been a big fan of rebounding, these little trampolines, for years.
Rebounding is one of the best, because not only is it not as aerobic as many other exercises, but it is, but it also moves the lymph from within your body. And remember that lymph is the one that's bringing out all of the toxins. And if you don't get it up to your heart and then out through the urine, the toxins stay there. So rebounding is an excellent, excellent form of exercise that just about anybody can do. I mean, we have some 85-year-old people that rebound. It's very easy, even for elderly people, to get on the rebounder and just go up and down. It's an excellent exercise.
Certainly is. The Rebound Air Lifetime Warranty Rebounder. Click and order right now. OneRadioNetwork.com. Well, as you can tell, Stephen does a lot of research, and he's always trying new things, looking for companies doing it better, stronger, faster. So you click on the Survival link. I'm sorry, you click on the One World Way link, and it's going to take you to Stephen's site where you get the One World Way, and then look at all these different products he's talking about. If you're looking for something, check it out and see if you'll find something there. At least you know that Mr. Heuer has researched it, and it's not just something that he found on Amazon and said, oh, I'm going to sell this. He doesn't work like that. So that's an important thing right there. And also you can call him, and there's a number if you'd like to do a consultation and have him work with you personally. Okay, we have two really cool little things that you might want to consider if you're going to invest in your health to block and to protect from electromagnetic fields. One that we've been talking about for a long time that I have three of them, or two. I gave one to a friend of mine, an elderly lady who needed to sleep better. And within 1 week, she's sleeping better already. Seriously, and it's so cool. And it's just the Golden Pyramid, a scalar energy device that Ken Rolla makes. Ken's here the third Monday of the month. And this is a really cool device that it's the whole Wilhelm Reich and Tesla kind of thing, scalar energy, Schumann wave, and it really helps to reorganize these things coming in from who knows where. And then there's another unit that we have been working with for about 2 months. I have one at home, and I love it here downstairs, and it goes about 300 yards or so, and It is called the Blue Shield, and it was designed out of Australia or New Zealand, and it actually works on the cells of the body, the mitochondria, to help protect and to somehow the body is just easier to deal with these electromagnetic fields. And so there's a unit you can set in your home. You just kind of plug this little guy in. It's just there, and that'll help you a lot. And then also there's a little credit card size thing that you can carry with you when you drive around and get bombarded with 5G stuff wherever you live. There's a 10% off for both of these products with promo code ONERADIO, the Blue Shield. You'll see the ad up there. Check them out. Look at all the research, and you can talk to Ken or talk to email Brandon Amelani, who's promoting. He's the sole distributor of this unit. I really like mine a lot, and they're really cool looking too. They're great. They got this little blue light in the back, and it's a promo code ONERADIO for both of these products. Okay. Also, if you are a fan of aloe, and I am just like head over feet on aloe, there's a company out of Florida, Michael Kelly, he's a chiropractor, and we talked to him, and I've gone through 10 half gallons of this, working on my 11th. They come in fresh frozen, so they just fillet it out, they freeze it, and they ship it to you. The way to do it is click on the banner ad just under the slideshow on the front page, click on that little pumpkin, and that's going to take you right to the place on his website, and it'll take you right to, you don't have to click around, right there where 58-ounce, I call it a half gallon, of container. They have a minimum of 2-pack, right? Minimum of 2, and you get a free really nice tube of aloe derma cream, and aloe's really the bomb for your face. Really cool. Try one of these little packs. You'll get a 2-pack. You'll get it shipped to you. It'll come in about 90% frozen. The way they package it is really cool, and styrofoam, very, very well packaged. These people have been doing this, and it's a very class organization. Aloe One is the name of it. It's actually stocked in aloe. And then you just defrost what you want on the counter, pour it up into a glass jar, 8 ounces, 16 ounces. I take big hits of that, maybe 2, 3, 4 ounces every day. My tummy has continued to get better and better. No telling all the good things it's doing for colon, small intestine, everything. You can rub this stuff in your hair and your face. It's just pure, organic, clean aloe, the fillet, nothing else. That's it. Zero, nada, zero. And you can know that if you're just getting aloe in a bottle from the hippie food store, Whole Foods, that it's got some kind of sodium benzoate, some kind of thing in there. And also, of course, it's been pasteurized just to get it into the bottle problem. I think it has been. So this is really cool. Freezing is the way to go. If you thaw too much that you don't want to use up in 3, 4, 5 days, just put it back in. You can refreeze it, and there's not an issue. It's a beautiful product, stocked in aloe one. Look at the banner ad right below the slideshow on the front page of oneradionetwork.com.
Broadcasting live, weekday mornings, this is listener-supported One Radio Network. Talk about your health, wealth, and well-being on OneRadioNetwork.com. Once again, here's Patrick.
Okay, here we are. Dr. Jennifer Daniels will be here tomorrow. She's here the last Tuesday of the month. Stephen Huer, Nutrapath, and all-around fun guy, Raconteur, and the man behind One World Way and Synergy One. Please go through our website, if you will. And Stephen's kind enough to give us a commission on sales. And that's how Patrick makes his house payment, which is a good thing to do. That's a great old song by the Cranberries. Remember that song, Stephen?
I'm telling you, that is like a super soothing song to me. It just feels really good. That's positive vibration.
Probably going to heal your thyroid before the end of the show.
Yeah, music therapy, definitely.
Music therapy, yeah. Here's an email for you. I live in Canada, 70-year-old male guy and a guy, no health problems, not taking any medication. Winter's upon us. Does Stephen have any ideas on how to protect one's skin? Supplements, creams, and stuff like that only work to a certain degree. Mm-hmm. Up in Canada, winter, got any ideas for skin protection?
Kind of sounds like to me he's talking about drying out for the winter. That's
maybe.
What I'm going to assume. So the Andreas sunflower seed oil, that would be the most significant thing to plump up and hydrate the skin from within. You know, if he's talking about face treatment.
Boy, that's really nice. What he's talking about is there's an Andreas seed oil that Stephen promotes, and he's got all these great oils, pumpkin, and what do we have? Coriander, we have hemp. What are
black
some
cumin,
of the
other? Yeah. Panacea, black cumin.
Black cumin, man, that's a
poo. Hemp seed.
That's the bomb, boy. That black cumin. You have a stomach problem or some kind of a. So many. You know, the black seed oils, you read about some of the research on what that can do. Whoo! You know, and Andreas, he just squishes these guys. He doesn't use virtually any heat. You guys have measured it, two of them, right? And they have little or no oxidation. I mean, that's the problem with all of these oils, that they're oxidized, right?
Oxidized and structurally damaged, yep.
Structurally damaged. I hate it when that happens. So this, yeah, sunflower oil, you put that on your body, right? Poof.
And take it internally.
It's the bomb, yeah. Yes.
And then we also have something called Hollywood Beauty Secrets that I really like in terms of topical. Like if you need something for the face, for dryness or whatever, or preventing wrinkles or reversing them, this is a really good line of like really healthy cosmetics.
Uh-huh. And what are some of the main ingredients like in the skincare? Do you know off the top of your head?
Well, she breaks them down into different ones. So like, okay, Skin Uplift. Let's see what's in that one. Glycerin, sea kelp. It's a fermented kelp. And then sodium PCA, and then dimethyl amino ethanol, butyrate acetyl hexapeptide 8, palmitoyl pentapeptide, collagen, hyaluronic acid, sorbic acid. Pretty good stuff from what I could see, you know.
Yeah. Yep. So here, second part of it here of this show. Liver flushes or pancreatic fluids, I've heard people talk about, they can be dangerous. Liver flushes can be dangerous. What does Stephen think about that?
Yeah, they can be, only in the sense that they're going to nauseate you for a little while because the oil doesn't digest in the stomach and you're going to be uncomfortable. The idea that a gallstone's going to come through and plug up a biliary duct is the area of concern, or that, you know, that's the one where it could be serious, you know. But the thing is that I've done a few liver gallbladder flushes. To me, it's treating the symptoms and not the cause. So the cause is that you have bile that is no longer an ideal fluid that maintains a pH of 8.33. So really healthy bile will be very strong in bile acids, but it'll be alkaline at 8.33, and it will effectively dissolve fats and will prevent gallstone formation. So instead of, you know, doing liver gallbladder flushes, I encourage people to increase the health of their bile by taking a product called Mount Capra Mineral Whey. So Mount Capra Mineral Whey is the byproduct of organic goats being raised up in Washington State, I believe, that they do a specific refractant process to remove the fats and the proteins, and it's just the minerals from the whey. It's a special substance that's very high in naturally food-derived sodium. So there's a big difference between salt sodium and food sodium. Food sodium is going to become a part of your tissue chemistry easily and readily and support healthy joints, healthy stomach lining, and in this case, healthy bile, because bile, the mineral supposed to be highest in bile is sodium. So the same process of acidification that exists in our culture today, people eating cooked animal proteins, not compensating with vegetable juices or supplementation to alkalize, end up with an acid pH of the body. This is reflected in your saliva. Your saliva pH should be 7 to 7.4 at all times to reflect that your body is not in an acid state. When your body's in an acid state, which most people are 6.8, 6.5, 6.3, 6.0, or in the fives, then the body's going to have to be stealing calcium and stealing alkaline minerals from all tissue systems to maintain an alkaline blood pH. So it steals this organic food, the sodium, out of the bile to the point that your bile becomes more and more acidic, and now it won't work correctly to emulsify fats and keep things in suspension, so you end up with gallstone formation. So you can, you know, alkalize your bile and make it stronger by taking this on a daily basis, like a couple tablespoons a day, and it will help in many ways with many functions. And then gradually you should have strong enough bile to dissolve any existing gallstones. And if you need help in the meantime, you take bile salts, like one per meal or two per meal, and that will help you to digest your fats.
Okay. Let's go to the phone here. Hi, on the phone, who's this?
Hi, Patrick. This is Julie from Minnesota.
Hi, Julie. You're on the air with Stephen. Good morning.
Hi, Julie.
Hi, Stephen.
What's up?
I have a question regarding a fatty liver. If someone, one of my friends went to the doctor lately and had all these MRIs and CAT scans because she thought there was something wrong with her, and everything was okay except the doctor reported back to her that she saw some fat in the liver area. What could she do to get rid of that?
Well, fat buildup in the body usually occurs because the person is producing insulin in high amounts, but they're not actually, it's like they become insulin insensitive. So rather than the glucose shuttling into the cells and being converted into energy, the insulin can't carry it in because of insulin insensitivity, and the body's converting all that glucose into fat. So that's she needs like something like sugar uptake, which is a supplement we carry that gives her the specific nutrients that helps the body to absorb glucose again. She needs to alkalize her body. She needs to alkalize her body with something like lime water so that her pH starts to become 7 to 7.4. Her diet needs to change in favor of like the fruits that I was mentioning earlier. If she starts to just, you know, really enjoy all the different fruits that are there in nature, that alone is going to start to detoxify, improve liver function, help the body to metabolize the excess fat in the liver. She might need to take Synergy 1 because Synergy 1 will increase her hormone output, which in turn, Synergy 1, you know, is proven to burn fat for fuel. So that should help the liver de-fat itself significantly on Synergy 1. And in general, I recommend, you know, a person take a trace mineral supplement like C. aloe so that they are not craving unhealthy foods. When you get all your minerals, then your body doesn't crave, you know, unhealthy foods. It craves good food.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're
quite welcome. Okay. Got to reach over there. Okay. Let's do some. We got some other emails here we got to get to. And then we'll continue on our way. Would you ask Stephen what a 61-year-old gal who found out she has no to very low estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone can do instead of taking compounded hormones? Like, I guess, I guess bioidentical is what she's thinking of, right?
Yeah, so the aging process is a process of calcification of the brain, the hypothalamus and the pituitary. So the whole orchestration or symphony of hormone production is shut down in the brain and in the body. Your adrenals, your ovaries, your thyroid, they all progressively become calcified as you get older, so then your hormone production goes down. So this again goes to this whole being too acidic, you know, I'd recommend Synergy One for starters. Synergy One, we've had women reverse all their menopause symptoms like within a few days, just on Synergy One. So that would help her. And then, you know, she needs to clean up the glands. I'd recommend doing some fasting, so just on doing the fruit diet for a week or two, just to detoxify the glands and get them working again.
Detoxifying the glands.
Yep, decalcifying them and detoxifying them. She should be on the K2 Plus to decalcify them, and she should be taking sea aloe to get the trace minerals, and she should be taking maybe the hemp seed oil to get her prostaglandin production up, and then Synergy One to increase her estrogen, testosterone, progesterone production. Those would all help symptomatically, but again, that diet that I mentioned in the beginning is the most significant diet to detoxify glands and use in them to get them back to, you know, renewing themselves. You know, when you can detoxify a gland and get this electricity up in the gland, then the gland's going to convert stem cells into, you know, brand new functional ovaries, brand new functional adrenals, brand new functional thyroid tissue, so that the body does it on its own.
Mm-hmm. Synergy One. So, and actually, when gals take it, talk about what it does.
So Synergy One will cause the body to produce more IGF-1, which is your master hormone to signal every part of the body. So the brain's going to produce more luteinizing hormone, which ends up causing her to produce more estrogen, follicle-stimulating hormone. All the cycle of reproduction hormones basically starts to be initiated, which then basically improves her. She can actually have all her menopause symptoms go away, the hot flashes, the vaginal dryness. Sometimes women have experienced their menstrual cycle happening again, even though they've stopped menopause or they've stopped menstruating. So all the female hormones, basically progesterone, estrogen, as well as testosterone, start to come up to more youthful levels like what they had 20 years early in their life, just from the effect of Synergy One.
And somebody in this situation, what kind of dose would you recommend?
It's the standard dosage, unless they're a very large person, like, you know, 250 pounds. They should be just doing 3 sprays twice a day, and that's at bedtime, and they hold it in the cheek area for 90 seconds to allow absorption, and they do it again in the morning. There are a couple of people, case histories, where people eat too late to do it right at bed, so they need to either, one, stop eating, you know, past 7 p.m., and then at 10 p.m. when they go to bed, their insulin levels in the body are low enough that the Synergy One will work. If a person eats, say, 1 hour prior to bed, they're going to raise their insulin levels, which will block what Synergy One can do. So they would then maybe wait until middle of the night when they wake up to pee or something to take it. And then they take it again in the morning and wait an hour before they eat.
3 sprays twice a day, right? 3 sprays twice a day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's a cumulative effect because it has a half-life of, like, I think 72 hours. So you only get rid of a third of it within a day and the next third the next day. So basically you've got two-thirds staying in the system. So it keeps growing in levels. So in 6 months, your biology, your thyroid, your adrenals, your ovaries, or testes, or your hormone, or your hypothalamus, or your pituitary are all biologically younger at 6 months than they were at the first month.
We won't start growing a tail again like the apes. No, we won't do that.
What's that?
I said we won't start growing a tail like the apes. No, we probably
won't. Oh, yeah, no.
We probably won't do that.
No.
Carmen has an ear infection with no symptoms, but just... Can this be treated naturally, like garlic, essential oils, that could just help when placed inside the ear?
Well, that's the idea of killing the infection. And the infection is trying to clean out the lymph nodes. So she's got swollen lymph nodes in the ear because of the diet and the inability to detox. So when people get their winter colds and flus, it's because, you know, we have less sunlight, we have less activity, there's more darkness, and so the metabolic systems of the body slow down in their ability to detox, and so there ends up being more of these cooked food toxins and proteins building up that create the food for the bacteria, that creates the infection, and the bacteria are doing you a service to try and get rid of the toxins. So you don't want to just kill them off. So I recommend that fruit diet for 3 days. Just do fruit diet for 3 days. If you want to do a coffee enema, you can, like every day, to accelerate the rate at which your liver can clear poisons out of the bloodstream and out of the body. And 3 days of, you know, a coffee enema every day and a fruit diet should reduce that either 100% or significantly, that infection and pain in the ear.
Mm-hmm. Here's an email. It's kind of fun. We have purchased your foot ionizer. Oh, we've only used it. I'm sorry. They've only used it three times and puts out different colors. The first time was really rather amazing. I could feel it working in my body, and I've used. I wonder, have you used your hands in this as well to detox?
No, I have not, but that's an interesting thought that you could get, you know, more of the electrical current into the upper body if you put your hands in it. So I don't see any problem with doing that.
Yeah, you might as well. Why wouldn't you? You know, it doesn't.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Yeah. So tell folks about this thing. This is kind of a fun tool that you like, and this thing works, huh?
Very much so. Ionizers have been around for a long time, and there's various versions that you can buy. Some as, you know, high as 2,000 or as low as ours, which is like, I think, 500. Yeah, 500. And so they can put out a current into water. You put salt water into a foot bath, and then that allows for electrical current to transfer in the water, and this metal array is put into the water, and it transfers the current. And the current can be just, you know, basic electrical current, or it can carry frequencies to be kill pathogens. So this carries frequencies to kill pathogens, plus I think also to give your body like life energy. So you're getting the therapeutic effect unique to this particular ionic foot bath that balances your body and gives you more energy. But that basic benefit is also that it gives your body an electrical current through the feet to all the cells of the body. And that's, you know, as we said earlier, the disease is always a lack of energy production and a lack of electrical current. So to give yourself this electrical current throughout all the cells of the body enables the cells to open up and detoxify themselves. And so thanks to Dietrich Klinghardt and his studies and stuff, one foot bath today will show a huge toxin release of heavy metals and stuff coming out in your urine 3 days from now. So it's a proven therapy to detoxify the body. And because, unfortunately, we all inhale tons of aluminum from chemtrails, and based on Dietrich Klinghardt's information, it's been proven that everybody's body has tons of aluminum impregnating all the cells of the body. And so we know this is going to contribute to ill health and disease and possible Alzheimer's later on. So to make sure that we can keep a pace and get this stuff out faster than it's coming in, we have to intervene with therapies like the ionic foot bath. And so the ionic foot bath becomes a saving grace to do one every 3 days for like 20 to 40 minutes. The longer you do it, the more energy you feel. If you do it for like 40 minutes, you'll be just feeling brand new and fantastic for a whole day. Now, that electron flow is going to be strong for the day, but I find that I can't do that every day and get that same effect. I have to wait like the 3 days before it will do that again. So you get lots of great energy from it. You detoxify the body at an accelerated rate, and those two things are, you know, a ticket to a higher quality life.
A ticket like buy a ticket to a theater? That's a ticket.
Like a ticket to heaven.
That's a ticket to heaven. That's a ticket to heaven. Okay, how are we doing on Alzheimer's? Let me go through your little thing here.
I was just going to cover the inflammation thing.
The what? Oh, the inflammation. Yeah. Yeah.
Because
inflammation, now, when we do things for inflammation like turmeric, or you have a product you want to talk about, are we just dealing with the symptoms?
Yes, we are. We are just dealing with the symptoms. So I again stress that everything we put into our body is either inflammatory or non-inflammatory. So all your cooked foods and all cooked oils are highly inflammatory, not the carbohydrates. So cooked starches, cooked squash, cooked grains, they're not so inflammatory, but except for the gluten, say, for somebody that's gluten sensitive.
Yeah.
But your cooked fats and cooked proteins are highly inflammatory. So cooked fats basically produce lipid peroxide, which is a free radical. Your cooked proteins are going to be creating inflammation through the fact that they create so much acidity in the body, and the acidity creates the inflammation. So, yes, diet is at the foundation of all this, and again, I'm going to stress that people read, you know, Arnold Ehret's books that talk about this, where, you know, he's cured all these people of different diseases on a fruit diet. There's Dr. Morris, M-O-R-S-E, who's curing all kinds of people on a fruit diet using herbs and glandulars. So this is a new pathway that I'm going down because my body is not tolerating cooked foods anymore. And for anybody dealing with ill health, why not just take advantage of the already proven track record of this dietary success with a fruit diet and check it out. And with regards to just supplementation, for those people who aren't going to you know, embrace a fruit diet right away and they want some kind of natural way to deal with lowering inflammation, you know, curcumin is getting, you know, spotlight attention for the last however many, you know, months or years now as a top anti-inflammatory. How that, you know, in India there's 79% less Alzheimer's, and they believe it's due to the presence of turmeric and curcumin in their diet naturally. So let's take advantage of that. So we have a product called Anti-Inflam that has the 250 milligrams of the curcumin extract, 20% curcuminoids, and, you know, antioxidants always work best in combination with other antioxidants. So this also has the ginger, holy basil, green tea, boswellia, and then the granddaddy resveratrol. So that's a really good product to deal with inflammation. And then also I like to recommend that C60, carbon 60, because that has 20 electron valencies on its molecule that enable it to neutralize 20 toxins or 20 free radicals at a time. So super powerful at neutralizing and removing toxins and neutralizing free radicals and stopping inflammation. So those two things I like to recommend. And then the other is that people chronically, you can measure homocysteine levels in your blood, and it's a marker for how much inflammation is in your body. And people with dealing with disease are going to have high homocysteine. So to reverse high homocysteine, you have to have B vitamins, folic acid, B12, and B6 in higher amounts in the diet for starters. And I've come across something that's an old supplement that's been around for decades, produced in Switzerland, that I like as a B complex now better than any B vitamin I've ever taken, called Biostrath. And Biostrath is a living yeast that's cultured on herbs, and the result of the metabolism of the yeast on the herbs produces an array of new compounds so that you have not only the B vitamins, the folic acid, B12, B6, and others, you have 60 compounds total that's so rejuvenatory to the body. It's just quite amazing how beneficial this could be. And, you know, I don't know if you want a stronger appetite or not, but just taking this stuff really helps with a stronger appetite, as well as just really good energy. So Biostrath would be really great for helping people with homocysteine.
What's the name? Bio? How do you say that?
Bio, B-I-O, hyphen, and then S-T-R-A-T-H, Strath.
Strath, Biostrath. And it's a you like this whole delivery system for the B bites, huh?
Yeah, it's like, you know, how nature puts more together than isolated supplements. That's what this is. It's just there's so many compounds, and it's much more than the sum of its parts.
Mm-hmm. We had a fellow on last week that taught us a really cool way to make what does he call pate with beef liver.
So I'm
going to try that. Yeah, beef liver is a pretty cool way to get some B bites, isn't it? Whew, man.
Oh yeah, it's got everything.
Sure, yeah, it's got a lot of stuff. So that might be fun. When we were kids, we actually ate Braunschweiger, which was some strange form of beef liver. I don't even know do they even have that anymore.
Sounds very German to me, and I'm sure they have it in Germany.
You ever hear that term, Braunschweiger?
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you spell that one?
We used to have Braunschweiger sandwiches when we were kids, and it's just, I know it was pate, is what it was, and the kids would eat it because you put mayonnaise on it. Holy, it was the bomb. Yeah. It's the bomb. So you've just started this fruit thing, so it'll be interesting to see how long, what happens here.
Well, from what I'm hearing from people that have done it before me, they're resolving everything because, you know, any disease process has toxicity as a foundation, which then causes tissue damage and then the chronic whatever is going on. So if you can detoxify that over months and years with alternate eating fruit, fasting, taking herbs, taking glandulars, that you can restore the electrical flow of the body and restore stem cell production and conversion of stem cells into brand new tissue, you know, and basically get the fantastic health back. I mean, Dr. Morris, the guy that I'm learning this from, you know, at age 68, you know, the guy runs, he swims 10 miles a day and runs marathons, you know, and he's been doing this diet for quite some time.
Hmm. Marathon. What's his name?
M-O-R-S-E, Dr. Morse.
Dr. Morse, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we covered a lot of territory here, Mr. Hewer. What are you going to do today that's fun?
Let's see here. I cleaned out my greenhouse yesterday, so I don't have that to do, but it's raining here today, so I can't do outside stuff. I don't know. I'll probably be just, you know, doing the business, which I don't know what's ahead of me. I got to look at it.
Yeah, doing the biz. So you're growing some, you're going to have a bunch of things growing this winter?
I'm going to put in, I'm going to start aloe veras in my greenhouse, and I'm going to start, because it'll freeze here, so it'll only grow in my greenhouse in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to I want to buy the seeds for like rhodiola and these other herbs that I was talking about and start growing them in my greenhouse.
Oh, that'd be fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. I guess, though, if you have enough sun, enough light, you could grow almost anything there. I know here during the winter, of course, it's not quite as cold, but you could grow almost anything here in a greenhouse in Texas. Just, man.
You have to provide the heat, though, right?
No heat at all. Actually, I had a huge one that I covered up my raised bed. I still have the plastic. I haven't used it for years. You actually had to keep the ends open. It got so hot in there. It just,
wow,
from the sun. You know, the Texas sun, even in the winter, it was like, man.
But then you have nighttime where it could freeze, right?
Yeah, well, even when it does, as long as it's covered here, because we didn't have that huge hard freeze that would go for a week or anything. All we would have is, you know, it would go down to maybe 30 one night, and then it'd be back up to 50 or 60 that next day.
And you obviously, you say the greenhouse is covered somehow?
Yeah. It's just, we got these big hoops, you know, these big hoops, so you can just do the whole plastic all over the whole raised beds that I had made at some place. I don't know.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
You just cover it up. So as long as you cover it up here in Texas, of course, you guys are a lot colder where you are, right?
Yeah, it gets to sometimes 29 or 19 degrees, yeah.
And it'll stay there for a couple weeks?
Well, not for a couple weeks, just for a day, but that's all it takes to, if the greenhouse isn't heated, it'll kill what's ever in it.
Oh, really? Just even if the ends are not covered up, huh?
Well, yeah, this is a complete greenhouse. It's not like covering just rows of plants. It's like a complete greenhouse, I don't know, 15 feet tall, and... So in the daytime, the sun hitting it definitely warms things up. But at night, if there's no heat in there, then it'll freeze and things will die.
Real? Huh.
Yeah.
And you were in South Carolina, right?
Yeah.
South Carolina. Well, Mr. Huer, thanks a lot for being here. It's always fun having you. You're here the last Monday of the month. Stephen Huer, if folks want to do consultation, how does that work?
So 864-895-6250, they would just call and talk to one of my staff and set up a time. And I would prefer that they send a hair specimen or a nail specimen so that I have it as a witness so that I can test them remotely with the Kest4 device, which has been highly accurate for, tuning in and finding more details even on the emotional level of what's blocking and what's the balancing thought process or whatever. And it's $235 for a consult. And that covers, I take about 2 hours to do the whole thing, and I send you a couple of bottles of homeopathic remedies designed to help balance your imbalances.
Oh, cool. So all you have to do is just click on Stephen's, click on the One World Way ad on One Radio Network, and it'll take you right to the site. And I think you have that number there. They have the number for right there, the 864. Say it again.
Yeah, 864-895-6250.
6250. Cool. Okay, kiddo, thanks
a
lot.
Thanks for having me on, buddy. Thank you.
Okay, see you real soon. We're going to see you tomorrow with Dr. Jennifer Daniels. Be here at 9 o'clock.
Broadcasting from the beautiful Hill Country in Texas, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.